This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
حي على الفلاح. Usually in a similar setting, when we're talking about marriage, we usually like to talk about it from a different angle, which is encouraging the young people to get married. And I remember the statement of my beloved brother Ala, when he said, by the end of this session, all of you will be married. I don't know about after my session, you know, all of you say, "Khalas, I'm divorced," yeah, whatever. Now, I'm not going to sugarcoat. I'm going to give it to you as it is. As-Sahabi, والحديث في صحيح البخاري ومسلم متفق عليه, with unkept hair, came to the city of Medina on a camel. And then when he reached the masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he got off his camel and he released the camel and he walked to the masjid and he stood at the door of the masjid. فقال أين ابن هاشم? Where's this man? He's talking about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Sahaba, out of respect, they looked towards the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the messenger of Allah was reclining. And he said, قَدْ أَجَبْتُكَ, I'm right here, I respond. And then a man came, walking over the shoulder, stepping over the shoulder of the Sahaba, and he sat in front of the messenger of Allah, and he said to him, are you the one that I'm looking for? He said, yes. And he said, فَإِنِّي سَائِلُكَ, I'm asking you a question. وَمُشَدِّدٌ عَلَيْكَ, but I'll be very stern, very harsh. When I'm asking questions, when I'm addressing you, I will not speak softly to you. So do not find anything in your heart towards me. So the messenger of Allah, he smiled. And he said, proceed, go ahead. So he asked questions. The reason that I quote this hadith is, I am not going to sugarcoat today. And I'm going to be harsh. And I'm going to be hard. And I'm going to be realistic about marriage. So if you want to cry, or if you want to complain, or if you're too sensitive, leave. If you're a man and you can handle it, then be still and keep smiling. And keep taking it in. Now, the title of this lecture is, are you ready? Am I right? You're not ready. I'm telling you that. You are not ready. For those of you who are single, you're not ready. Most of you are not ready. Being ready, what does it mean? Yeah, see you guys? All of you, number one, you see this marriage thing as a fairy tale, happily ever after. You know, one of those movies, you know, or Disney World shows that, oh, he will fall in love with her, and then she will fall in love with him, and then a little problem happens, and then they will separate from one another, and then she will cry, and he start writing a poem, and Bono Muhammad will be off the list, and then all this, and then later on he comes, and they meet once again, and they, you know, live ever, happily ever after. Guys, this is not marriage. This is not how marriage is going to be. I am telling you. I have been married over 17 years. And whatever Hollywood tells you is a lie. So take that. Number one, are you ready? See, how do you know whether you're ready or not? You would know if you're responsible. If you're responsible of yourself, then I will say, perhaps you can take the responsibility of someone else. Because marriage means you are self-sufficient first. And then you go out of your way and you take a responsibility of someone else. And you will be able to handle the responsibility of yourself and the responsibility of someone else. If you only want to take one wife. If you want to take four wives, Allahu Akbar, you're mujahid fi sabilillah. So don't call me when you're drowning, you know. Now, the Sahaba of the Messenger of Allah. Messenger of Allah came, and the people who were around the Messenger of Allah, they were all young. Zubayr ibn Awwam. Zubayr ibn Awwam, when he was next to the Messenger of Allah, he was 15 years old. When his best friend accepted Islam, Talha bin Ubaidillah, he was 16 years old. When Sa'd bin Abi Waqas, when he came and he said, I am supporting your Messenger of Allah, he was 17 years old. Keep that in mind. I mean, Al-Arqam bin Abi Al-Arqam. Now, everybody, we know when we're studying the seerah of the Messenger of Allah, that the Messenger of Allah did not trust Hamza, did not go to the house of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, did not take his student to the house of Abu Talib, but he trusted Arqam bin Abi Al-Arqam. And he took his student, the Sahaba, to the house of Al-Arqam bin Abi Al-Arqam, because he knew this young man is responsible. And guess how old was Al-Arqam bin Abi Al-Arqam? 16 years old. When the Messenger of Allah said, I'm bringing the whole ummah to you, to your house, and no one should know about it, and no one should speak about it, and everything that we say stays in this house, and your house is the shelter that will protect the ummah. You know, who did he trust? 16 years old kid. Al-Arqam bin Abi Al-Arqam. Because he was responsible. He was a man. Imagine that. Now, 16 years old kid nowadays, what do with them? We babysit them. Right? We tell them, did you do your homework? Did you? Oh, I didn't do it. Why not? I was busy. What is their concern? The biggest concern that they have is Blackberries. You know, I'm text messaging someone. I'm busy with my friends. 16 years old. When Al-Arqam bin Abi Al-Arqam was responsible for the Ummah, if you want to call, his house was the CIA of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I mean, it was the intelligence center of all the information used to come to the house, Al-Arqam bin Abi Al-Arqam. If the Messenger of Allah wants to do something, it would happen in the house of this young man who's 16 years old. Because he was a responsible man. Zayd bin Thabit. You know, he carried his sword. And he, you know, put on his armor. And he went to the Messenger of Allah. And Rasulullah is talking to the Mujahideen in the Battle of Badr. Before they leave. And he's getting everybody ready. And Zayd bin Thabit, he says, I'm ready, O Messenger of Allah. And he looked at him and said, where do you think you're going? He said, Ya Rasulullah, I cannot be missed today. I want to be part of this. He said, you're only 13 years old. Go to your mother. And then Zayd comes, he leaves that field. Leaves the Messenger of Allah. You know, and his head is dangling between his shoulders. He's, you know, dragging his sword in one hand and the other hand his armor. He's dragging his feet, walking towards his mother, feeling that he's disgraced because the messenger of Allah did not think that he is responsible enough. And then he went to his mother crying. And he said, "Mom, you know, my mother," he said, "the messenger of Allah rejected me." She said, "Son, there are other ways that you can support and help Islam." He said, "Like what?" She said, "Can you write? What can you do?" He said, "I can't write and read." She said, "Well, you should sit under the messenger of Allah and write down the wahy." 13 years old. Was he ready to write down the Quran coming from Allah, Jibreel, Muhammad, in the hands of 13-year-old kid? Responsible. This is responsibility. He said, "You know what? I can also learn language." And he learned Al-Ibraniya, Hebrew, and the Syrianiya. He said, "I don't want anyone to tell the messenger of Allah or to translate information from the other people incorrectly. I'll be there." And she said, "The day that you're ready, you'll go." 13 ya ikhwati fillah. Now, ask 13-year-old kid, "Is he ready? Is he ready to write the Quran that is already preserved and there's no mistake?" If you ask him to copy one page from Riyad al-Salihin, he's like, "La ilaha, this is a child abuse." You know, one page of Riyad al-Salihin, it's a child abuse. Mentality are completely different. Mu'ad bin Amr bin Jamuh, 14 years old. His brother, Ma'ud, 13 years old. They were big, they came, they were the assault. He said, "Where are you going?" He said, "I'm going, O Messenger of Allah." He said, "Well, you're fit enough, come." Who did they kill? Who? Abu Jahl. I mean, that was the Fir'aun of the Ummah. Fir'aun of the Ummah. And Abu Jahl, he wasn't like, you know, I'm a simple guy. Abu Jahl was a camel by himself. I mean, the guy was huge. It was big. And then when they realized, and then what do you call it? Abdurrahman bin Auf, he said, "These two little kids on my side." And I'm thinking, "Oh my God, I need someone more stronger. You know, as soon as I turn my face away from these kids, somebody's going to come from this side to attack me. I need someone to protect me." And all of a sudden he said, "I'm saying this to myself." And this one of the kids says, "Yeah, Amma, do you know Abu Jahl?" I said to him, "Ya ghulam, ya sabi, young boy, what do you want from Abu Jahl? He's the chief of the Quraysh. He's the Fir'aun of this ummah. You know, what do you want from him?" He said, "I want to kill him." Subhanallah, you 13 years old kid. And he said, "Why?" He said, "Because I heard, not that I saw, not that I know for a fact, I heard that he used to insult the messenger of Allah when he was in Mecca, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I want to do this for the messenger of Allah." 13 years old kid. They said, as soon as that boy was done with me, the other boy did the same thing. Our kids, are they ready for responsibility? The answer is no. Are they ready? Are you ready for marriage? The responsibility is heavy. The answer is no. Do you know that Amr bin As, when he had his first baby born, his son, you know how old was he, radiallahu anhu? How old was he? 11 years old. He was a father by the age 11. You tell this kid, "Why don't you mind your little sibling, your brother? Take care of him, I'll be back." If the boy is not being, you know, put in a microwave or in the dryer, or the boy, the child is not dead, you should say, "Alhamdulillah, that he kept his sibling alive." Say, "Alhamdulillah." See, kids nowadays, you know, they, that age of 20, 18, 19, 25, they're not ready for marriage. They're not ready. Look at the girls. Look at the sisters. MashaAllah. She's willing to dress up for the occasion. She's willing to come out dressed like a full-grown lady. You know, MashaAllah, red lipstick, if lipstick is not available. You know, chapstick, if the chapstick is not available. Vaseline from Dalaram is available. Alhamdulillah. If none of that is available, she come up. You know, with all makeup and all this. And she goes and she buys, you know, high heel shoes from Payless shoes. And then she comes. Now, she physically, she may be ready. But is she mentally ready? The highest divorce nowadays in the Muslim countries and in the West is worse. You know, in Kuwait it's 79%. 79%. Do you know who have the lowest, you know, percentage? Saudi. Can you imagine that? You know, everyone was trying to be like, to be westernized. They're The percentage is high. In the West, MashaAllah, sisters and brothers, they get married a year or two, Allahu Akbar. She's recycling someone else and he's recycling another lady. Why? Because the responsibility is not there. The day that we think they're responsible, or you think you're responsible, is the day, number one, that you take care of yourself and those who are around you. The day that you don't have to, you know, you don't need someone to say, you know, clean your room, fix your bed, do your homework. Oh, by the way, yeah, cut your hair. This afro of yours, that mashallah, if you want to hide a wild cat, you can hide a wild cat there. If you want to just go ahead. You know, the day that you become responsible is the day that you say to yourself, the day that you say to yourself, I can take care of my family. I can, you know, my father is getting old. He's been driving, you know, taxi, you know, 12 hours a day. You know, I finished my school. Alhamdulillah. You know, I am going to work full time. I'm going to say to my father, just relax. You've been working for 18 years, for 20 years for us. For 25 years for us. Today, I am the man of the house. Today, I am your son. Today, I'll take care of you. I'll take care of my mother. I'll take care of my siblings. I'll be the firstborn that you will be proud of. I'll be your son that you always wanted. Relax. Do they do that today? No. As a matter of fact, you know, at the beginning of the month, said, Dad, where's my, you know, bus pass? Akhi Taqila, you're 29 years old. Go get a job. You know, who's going to hire you? Even Tim Morrison won't hire you. 29 years old. What experience do you have? Well, I've been watching all NBA finals. I've been doing this, you know. No. See, only then you'll be responsible.